Marco Rubio defends strike on Venezuelan drug boat. Pose an immediate threat to the U.S. by Elizabeth Weibel on September 3, 2025. Secretary of State Marco Rubio defended a U.S. military strike on a drug-carrying vessel on Tuesday, and noted that narco-terrorist organizations pose an immediate threat to the United States. The President of the United States has determined that narco-terrorist organizations pose a threat to the national security of the United States. I don't need to explain to you why, Rubio said, adding that the narco-terrorist organizations are traffickers of people and traffickers of deadly drugs. Rubio continued to point out that the narco-terrorist organizations are not stockbrokers or real estate agents who deal a few drugs on the side, adding that they pose an immediate threat to the United States. These are not stockbrokers, Rubio continued. These are not real estate agents, who on the side deal a few drugs. These are organized, corporate-structured organizations who specialize in the trafficking of deadly drugs into the United States of America. They pose an immediate threat to the United States. Rubio continued to warn that if people are on a boat full of cocaine or fentanyl or other drugs heading towards the U.S., they are an immediate threat to the nation and that under President Donald Trump's authority as Commander-in-Chief, he has a right under exigent circumstances to eliminate imminent threats. We're not going to sit back anymore and watch these people sail up and down the Caribbean like a cruise ship. It's not going to happen, it's not going to happen anymore, Rubio added. They're not going to bring drugs into the United States. We're going to stop them. Breitbart News's Bob Price reported that Trump revealed in a Truth Social post that the U.S. military's precision strike on the drug-carrying boat resulted in the deaths of 11 Nicaragua narco-terrorists. Earlier this morning, on my orders, U.S. military forces conducted a kinetic strike against positively identified Nicaragua narco-terrorists in the SOUTHCOM area of responsibility, President Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. The strike occurred while the terrorists were at sea in international waters transporting illegal narcotics, heading to the United States. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, responded to Rubio's comments by expressing that he fully supported addressing the scourge of cartel drug trafficking to our nation. Rubio also explained that Trump would wage war on narco-terrorist organizations, adding that the strategy that the U.S. military had used on a Venezuelan drug-carrying vessel was how the U.S. will continue to fight against the narco-terrorist organizations, Fox News reported.